Now imagine a giant choir, hundreds of people on stage, voices raised in that song. It'd lift the roof, wouldn't it? Windrush is a choral event which tells the story of mass migration from the Caribbean to the UK. And the choir at the heart of this event is called the Boit Millennium Chorus. And each year, it brings together hundreds of singers from all over Victoria for a grand concert at Melbourne's largest concert hall, Hamer Hall. Geoffrey Williams is Artistic Director of the Chorus for 2016. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Nice to have you here. And Roger King is the overall director of the Boit.
Good morning.
The Boit, and yet there's a circumflex on Boit. You've got two languages happening at once.
That's true. Yes, we do.
Multiculturalism in action. So tell us about the Millennium Chorus. What is it?
Well, the Millennium Chorus, it started in 1999. So the Boit was 20 years old when the Millennium Chorus started. And it was a project designed to bring in, to usher in the new millennium. And we thought it was a project that probably had a life of 3 years. We started in 99 because we didn't want to start in 2000. We wanted to jump in early.
Yeah.
And we were right. Ours was the first big public performance at anywhere, I think. And we had a great response. By 2000, if you remember, a lot of the parties, a lot of the events to celebrate the new millennium actually went broke, because there were so many of them. But ours
but
was...
But you were canny.
We got in first. We got in first. And our second one was fine. And then the third year, 2001, we had a couple of them. One an Indigenous one and one on East
Timor. So you didn't know when to stop, basically. So you've done it every year,
Every year. We did two in 2001. We would never do that again. But the biggest of them was actually just 2 years ago. It was Gurong, and we had 400 people on stage. But we don't do that anymore because OH&S won't let us. So they'll only let us do 300. The original vision was 1,000 people on stage.
You're sounding like a farmer. Occupational health and safety gone mad.
No.
Every moment of every day, somewhere across Australia, someone is standing in a paddock saying, occupational health and safety gone mad. And you're with them, shoulder to shoulder.
No, it's not us. It's not us. It's the arts centre. But the other thing is we give everybody a chair these days. In the old days, we didn't. They just had to stand there for hours. But now they can sit down. Isn't that kind of us?
Yes, that sounds good. I think we should move on from this very small issue you've got to the big picture of your heroic and visionary performance. Geoffrey, tell us about Windrush. What is it?
Okay, so Windrush is... as you said before, it's the mass migration of the Caribbean community to the UK. And the actual Windrush is the name of the first ship that brought, that left from Australia, went to Jamaica and picked up ex-servicemen and their families, and then went to the UK. This is 1948. And the subsequent years of this migration is called the Windrush years. Well, I think another 12, 13 years or so.
All named after the boat.
Those years are the Windrush years, and so this particular story that we're telling at the Hamer Hall is one of that mass migration, but also it's the story of the migration of my mum and my dad. From
Jamaica?
From the Caribbean. So my mum's from St. Lucia,
right,
and my dad's from Dominica. And so there was it wasn't just Jamaica, it was quite a lot of
all those other islands, yeah.
All coming over to help Britain to rebuild, really.
So what year did your mum and dad arrive?
1960.
Right. Together? Were they?
No.
They met, did they?
Yeah, they met. Yeah, they met in the UK. So they were invited. You know, the Caribbean community were sort of invited. Look, you come over, we'll let you in, and you'll help us rebuild the UK. But they were invited, but they weren't welcome. Yeah.
Tease out that distinction. And what were the signs that they were not welcome?
You had very often they'd be going for rooms, and there'd be a plaque on the door saying, "No dogs, no Irish, no blacks."
You mean rooms for rent?
Rooms for rent, yeah.
Gee, that's explicit.
Yeah. Oh, it gets more explicit than that. They had in the north. I mean, I laugh about it now. I laugh in because I find it incredible that this is 1964, 65. There's a conservative candidate up there. I can't remember exactly where it is, but their slogan was, "If you want a nigger for a neighbour, vote Labour."
Right.
Yeah, straight up.
That's candid, isn't it? Or totally blatant. Candid. I don't know what the word is.
Well, it's a bit of both.
I have no vocabulary to respond to that.
Yeah. So, Roger and I were talking about this just a moment ago. You know, it's obviously left over from colonialism, but it's that kind of whole thing that they weren't welcome at all.
But then, Jeffrey, what it makes me reflect on is what a journey Britain has been on. Mm. I mean, I'm not sure what the Brexit vote means in terms of tolerance in Britain, but at least there's been a conversation about tolerance. And in the times I've been in London, the people I've met, no matter what their cultural background, have basically talked about the diversity of London and celebrated it.
Yeah, it comes from the youth. You know, my generation, who were the kids of these migrants. We're just hanging with everyone else. We're just there. We just go, well, we don't care what you look like, or you know,
let's kids get start out tolerant.
That's right. That's right.
But you know, music played a part in this too.
Oh, but yeah. They get together music and play music.
In fact, your music played a bridge.
Yeah, look, this music did play a bridge. You've got the two-tone label, you've got the Specials, that kind of mixture of reggae and punk and the ska movement. And, you know, reggae and punk are deemed, you know, they're rebel music. So there was a real common bond there at that time. And, music is the big bridge, you know, arts.
Now, Jeffrey, you're sitting here with a guitar on your lap here. So I presume you're going to sing for us.
Yes.
So how does this tie into the fact that we're about to hear 300, not 400 because occupational health and safety is gone now, but 300 members of the choir on stage for this Windrush performance? How does the fact that you've shown up with your one voice and your guitar?
Well, I'm just going to give you a little example of one of the songs. I've been working with Stella Savvy, who's the choral director, and she's awesome. And we've come up with these arrangements. I've written some songs. We've got some traditional Caribbean tunes and also some contemporary ones, like one you've played earlier. Yeah, we've done arrangements and then we're going to have guests. It's going to be quite an extravaganza, I reckon.
We love an extravaganza.
Don't we?
So what are you going to sing for us?
All right, so what I'm going to sing now is a song called The Boat. And this song chronicles my mother's trip on the boat, 1960. She was on her own. She was 17.
You wrote this?
Yes, I wrote this. She was 17, after long conversations with my folks. 17, just packed her bag. Her uncles were in the UK already, and they said, look, come over. So she hopped on a boat, 21 days, seasick. Here we go, the boat. Get on the boat, it's time to go. I got my bag, got my ticket, got some hope. Get on the boat, opportunities knocking. Move into a wide, wide world. I'm on the boat, we're now afloat. I'm feeling sick and I don't think that I can cope. On the ocean, it's the motion. I wish the boat would stop rocking. Move into a wide, wide world. But I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? So far away from home. The open sea is not for me. Don't want to be a part of some catastrophe. 21 days with gravity rocking. Move into a wide, wide world. I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me? I don't want to go alone. you come with me so far away from home? 'Cause I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me? I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me so far away from home? I step off the boat, ticket in my hand. My legs give way, I don't understand. Penetrating stares from the customs man, and my blanket's in the bottom of the suitcase, and the wind blows, and I never feel cold like that before. The wind blows, and I never feel cold like that before. The wind blows, and I never feel cold like that before. The wind blows, when I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me? I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me so far away from home? 'Cause I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me? I don't wanna go alone. Will you come with me so far away from home? So far away from home. So far away from home.
Jeffrey Williams performing live on Books and Arts, and that number is called
The Boat.
The Boat, and it's about his mum and dad and the journey they made from the West Indies to, or from the Caribbean to Britain. And that's going to be realised
yep.
by 300 magnificent voices.
That's right.
And little solos by Jeffrey.
Mm.
That's going to be the funkiest night
and you know what
for
else?
Months.
And Michael, you know, not only are we getting 300 voices at Hame Hall, but we've got 1,000 kids also round the state at five separate concerts, five separate choirs in Bairnsdale, Albury, Castlemaine, and two in Melbourne.
Ballarat,
yeah. Doing these songs. I mean, the school's chorus, they're one-hour concerts. Our Hame Hall concert is a two-hour concert. So it's a huge project.
It's a huge project, and it's been a huge pleasure to have you both in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Mind the stairs as you go out. There might be an occupational health and safety issue as you leave the building. Jeffrey Williams is the artistic director of Windrush, and Roger King runs the joint at the Boite. And the Boite Millennium Chorus. Windrush is on Saturday. That's this Saturday. No, not this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's the 23rd of July already at Hamer Hall in Melbourne. Across Australia, this is RN. You're listening to Books and Arts.